Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Terence Dickinson presents Hubble Universe Greatest Discoveries and Latest Images as a large format, image-centered astronomy book about the scientific and cultural impact of the Hubble Space Telescope. Rather than functioning as a technical observatory manual, it translates major results from space-based astronomy into accessible explanations, supported by high-quality celestial photographs. The book belongs to the popular science and illustrated astronomy category, combining visual documentation with concise accounts of what the images reveal about stars, nebulae, galaxies, cosmic distance, and the history of the universe. Its purpose is twofold: to show why Hubble became one of the most important scientific instruments ever launched, and to help general readers understand how images can also be data. Dickinson emphasizes discoveries that changed modern cosmology, including refined estimates of cosmic age, evidence connected with accelerating expansion, and views into very distant galaxies. The result is both a visual survey and an introductory guide to contemporary observational astronomy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hubble images as scientific evidence rather than decorative space photography. A central strength of the book is its treatment of Hubble imagery as more than spectacle. The photographs are visually striking, but Dickinson frames them as records produced by instruments designed to measure light, structure, distance, and motion. This distinction matters because many readers first encounter Hubble through color-enhanced public images and may assume that the pictures are mainly aesthetic products. The book instead shows that those images are built from observations across selected wavelengths, processed so that patterns invisible to the human eye become interpretable. Nebulae reveal chemical and energetic processes, galaxies display histories of interaction and formation, and star fields expose variations in age and density. By placing explanatory text beside the images, the book teaches readers to ask what features mean why dust appears dark, why ionized gas glows, why spiral arms trace star formation, and why distant galaxies look small and faint. This approach gives the volume educational value beyond ordinary coffee table astronomy, because it trains visual literacy in astronomy while preserving the emotional force of the images. Secondly, cosmic expansion, distance measurement, and the age of the universe. The book connects Hubble observations to one of modern cosmology's most important problems, measuring the scale and age of the universe. Space-based observations reduce distortions caused by Earth's atmosphere and helped astronomers refine distance measurements using objects such as Cepheid variable stars and distant supernovae. These measurements contributed to improved estimates of the Hubble constant, the rate at which the universe expands. Dickinson presents this topic in a form suitable for non-specialists by emphasizing the chain of reasoning rather than the mathematics. If astronomers can determine how far away galaxies are and how fast they are receding, they can infer the expansion history of the cosmos. This reasoning is directly tied to estimates that place the universe at roughly 13.8 billion years old. The book also places Hubble within the broader scientific effort to understand accelerated expansion, a finding associated with dark energy. Its value lies in showing how visually appealing observations are linked to quantitative cosmology, turning distant points of light into evidence about time, scale, and universal history. Thirdly, deep field observations and the discovery of a crowded early universe. One of the most important themes in the book is the significance of Hubble deep field observations. By staring for long periods at seemingly empty patches of sky, Hubble revealed thousands of galaxies in regions that ground-based views had made appear nearly blank. This changed the intuitive meaning of emptiness in astronomy. A dark area of sky was not necessarily empty. It could contain extremely faint and distant galaxies whose light had traveled for billions of years. Dickinson uses these images to explain the look-back principle, because light takes time to travel. Observing distant galaxies means seeing earlier stages of cosmic history. Deep field, and later ultra-deep field images therefore operate as visual time machines, showing galaxies at different stages of formation and evolution. The importance of these views is not merely that they increased the number of known galaxies. They also supplied evidence for how galaxies assembled, merged, and changed across cosmic time. The book makes this concept approachable by linking the scientific implication directly to the dense, almost grain-like appearance of the deep field images. Fourthly, starbirth, stellar death, and nebulae as laboratories of cosmic recycling. Dickinson gives substantial attention to nebulae and stellar life cycles because Hubble images make these processes unusually visible. Star-forming regions show gas and dust shaped by radiation, gravity, shock fronts, and young massive stars. These scenes are not static clouds but dynamic environments, where new stars emerge from collapsing material. At the other end of stellar evolution, planetary nebulae and supernova remnants show how dying stars return processed elements to space. The book helps readers understand that the beautiful colors and forms in such images correspond to physical conditions, ionized gases, expanding shells, dust lanes, and energetic outflows. This topic is important because it links individual celestial objects to the larger chemical history of the universe. Elements heavier than hydrogen and helium are formed in stars or stellar explosions, then redistributed into future generations of stars, planets, and eventually biological material. Hubble imagery makes that cycle concrete by including both birth and death scenes. The book avoids presenting astronomy as a catalog of isolated objects, and instead shows the universe as a system of continuous transformation. Lastly, galaxies, collisions, and large-scale structure in visible form. The book uses Hubble views of galaxies to explain how structure develops on enormous scales. Spiral galaxies, elliptical galaxies, irregular systems, and interacting pairs appear as distinct visual forms, but Dickinson connects those forms to physical histories. A spiral pattern can indicate organized rotation and active star formation, while disturbed shapes often suggest gravitational interaction or collision. Hubble images of merging galaxies are especially useful because they show that collisions between galaxies do not resemble collisions between solid objects. Stars are separated by vast distances, so the dominant effects are gravitational gas clouds compress, tidal tails form, and bursts of star formation can be triggered. This treatment gives readers a way to interpret galaxy morphology as evidence of change rather than as fixed classification. The topic also places the Milky Way in context, showing that our galaxy is one member of a much larger population shaped by common processes. Compared with abstract diagrams of large-scale structure, Hubble images offer direct visual examples of how gravity organizes matter across cosmic time. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a visually rich but intellectually grounded introduction to the achievements of the Hubble Space Telescope. Astronomy enthusiasts, students, amateur observers, teachers, and general readers with limited technical background can use it to connect familiar images with the scientific questions behind them. Its practical benefit is not observational instruction in the backyard astronomy sense, but conceptual orientation. It helps readers understand what astronomers learn from light, why space-based telescopes matter, and how images can reveal distance, motion, chemical composition, star formation, and cosmic history. The intellectual benefit is a clearer sense of scale, from stellar nurseries to galaxy clusters and deep field views of the early universe. Compared with many popular astronomy books that rely mainly on narrative explanation, this volume stands out through the close integration of image selection and scientific interpretation. Compared with pure photographic collections, it offers more context and better guidance about why the pictures matter. Dickinson also writes in an accessible style that respects the reader without requiring advanced physics. The book is therefore strongest as a bridge between public wonder and scientific understanding. It remains valuable for anyone seeking a carefully explained visual record of Hubble-era astronomy and the discoveries that reshaped modern views of the universe. If you would like to support Terence Dickinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.